I'm glad to have you back today. We're going to be looking at Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm well aware that speaking in tongues is offensive to a lot of people. That being said, I realize that God is the God of the supernatural. Miracles are things which don't happen naturally. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation is filled with instances of miracles. The coming of the Holy Spirit and His filling humans is a miracle. Why should it be thought strange that God would give us the Holy Spirit? And why should it be thought contrary to the plan of God? It matters not to me. If 100 preachers taught against the baptism of the Holy Ghost and speaking in other tongues, if it's in the Scripture, taught and practiced by the apostles in the early church, and there was no mention of it being withdrawn, then, as with any other Christian teaching or practice, we should continue to do as they did. When people will not embrace the Holy Spirit, will not make me fail to believe God and to carry out what Jesus and the early church said that I should do, so it may offend someone. Many aspects of Christianity is offensive and turn people off. The Muslims are offended that we don't worship Allah. The Buddhists are offended that we don't worship Buddha. And the atheists, they are offended that we worship anything or anybody. It seems like to me we're going to offend somebody no matter what we do. But the important thing is not worrying about whether we offend a man or a woman, but whether we offend God who tests our hearts. The gospel were from the very beginning offensive. Paul said the cross was a stumbling block sent by God to the Jews and foolishness to the Greek. Think about it. A religion based around an executed felon and how he died and what could be more weird. So guess what? When you become a Christian, you become part of one of the most offensive movements in history. So get used to it. People are going to be offended, and that's not our problem. It's their problem. Should we then cease to preach and believe in the virgin birth, the resurrection of Christ, and the rapture of the church just because some people don't understand it? Should we not teach about the deity of Christ, His miracles, just because some people teach against them? I think not. Should we no longer preach the cross just because it's an offense to people? No sirree, Bob. Baptism in the Holy Ghost became identified by speaking in other tongues. Someone would ask me, did Jesus speak in tongues? Of course he did. We find in Mark 5 and verse 41, the Bible said he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And then again we read in Matthew 27, verse 46, about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, loma, sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood by, when they heard that, said, this man calls for Elias. None of those that stood by and heard what he said understood what he was saying. He was speaking in a language unknown to those that heard him. But God gave Matthew, being full of the Holy Ghost, God gave him the interpretation, and today we know exactly what it was. It was not a new revelation. He was just quoting the Scriptures. And did you know that most interpretation of tongues today is just a quoting of the Word of God. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.